Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Do a grill kickflip, Dad. Do it now.
Hello and welcome to the 33% Majority, a talk show where you'll find three friends fighting for their 15 minutes of fame. I'm your host, desk sitter-atterer, Alex Springthorpe.
I'm your host, slightly smaller desk sitter-atterer, Ashley Hall.
No, I think you guys will find I'm the host, actually, the hungriest man in the UK, Tom Hutchinson.
Did you not have din-dins before we started, Tommy?
No, I got din-dins later, but surprisingly, I have a little skit for you and also for our audience members. So,
can I talk about dinner first?
No.
Just Tom ordering a pizza live on air.
Okay.
Fine. So, just we are. Okay.
I'll talk about dinner I'll talk about dinner in a minute. It's all right.
Right. Okay. Thank you. So, we're recording on the 23rd of September. It's currently 6:32 p.m. And we've noticed today that there has been just a really, really sharp uptick in US listeners. We've actually had, I think, somewhere in the region of 167 in one day, which is insane. So to anybody from the US listening, thank you. We love having you here. Anyway, my little skit, just to get us going. Number one, I wanted my two co-hosts to make sure that they're fully ready to listen, that their ears are open. And so we're just going to do a bit of a training session just to make sure that everybody's ready and in the podcast mood. And also this will inadvertently give all of you US listeners a really great insight into UK confectionery. So what I'm going to do today...
Ash, do you think he's going to let me talk about dinner in a minute? Or
I think you should just leave. Forget about the dinner thing, mate. I think we're going to talk about sweets instead. Tom's ruining our appetites before dinner.
Trouble is, I've had the dinner and I want to talk about the... No, it's all right. Sorry, Tom. Sweets.
Okay, cool. So basically, what I'm going to do is I have in front of me a large pile of British confectionery. And to anybody with misophonia, I wish to sincerely apologise in advance because you're not going to like this. I am going to open the sweets in front of the microphone. I'm then going to proceed to put one of the sweets into my mouth. And you guys, based on the wrapper sounds and the crunchy sounds, guess what the sweet is. Okay?
Okay.
Sure, 100%, cool. I'm in.
Okay, so we're going to go for round one. Ready?
Yes.
Okay, so this is the first one. I'm opening it now.
God, that's awful.
This is the worst thing I've ever listened to.
Okay, so here's the bite.
Tom, no! You can't do this on a podcast. Tom, you're breathing into the mic as well, which isn't
right.
Good.
That was crunchy though, and I can tell you exactly what that is. It's a Malteser, isn't it?
You fucking nailed it.
Wow.
Well done. Yes, it was a fair trade Malteser. Fucking impeccable behaviour, Ashley. Well done. Wow, One point to you.
One Malteser to you, Ashley.
One UK Malteser to you, Ashley, baby. Okay.
Amazing.
Second one.
Maybe I'm not so good at this game because I've had dinner.
You had the food.
Do you want to talk? No.
This one is unwrapped, okay? So I can't give you the wrapper sound, but you're just going to get the crunch, okay?
Uh-huh. Oh, I hated it. Oh, no, it's a human bone. There's nothing else it can be.
It's
you're
a child's arm bone.
Tom, I think that one was a femur.
No, it wasn't a femur, actually.
So it's still crunchy. Is it a dime bar?
No, it's not chocolate.
It's a sweet of some variety. What crunchy sweets do we know? Is it a Wham?
I just wanted to let you know that when I accidentally said sweets, it's just confectionery. That's what it is.
Is it popcorn, then?
Oh, you're close with popcorn.
What the fuck else is close to popcorn? Popped corn, sorry.
just
is it popped corn?
Is it just corn? Tom, is it just corn? Just enjoying a corn treat. That reminds me an awful lot of the dinner I had.
No, no, you're not allowed to talk about your dinner. It was actually a caramel snackerjack, for anybody who was wondering.
Well, I wouldn't have guessed that because I'm not a fucking virgin.
Okay, well,
shitty sweet. That's not a confectionery, is it?
I'm not a fucking virgin, he says. That's magic.
That sounds like something a virgin would say, actually.
That's you know what? You got me there. Mm. Darn it, foiled again.
Okay, I've got another one for you if you're ready for it. This one is going to be yucky. This one's going to be so much worse. Are you ready?
If this is chewy, I'm leaving the call.
No, it's not. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, this is the wrapper sound. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Is that jelly? Is that the lid of a jelly?
No. Mm. You can't guess until I've actually consumed it. And I'm just to let you know.
I can guess what I want. You're not my dad.
I'm going to do the whole thing in one, by the way, as well. So you ready?
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
No! No, Tom. Tom, you can't do that for a podcast. That's not...
Was that a fruit salad?
No, it wasn't a fruit salad.
Was it a blackjack?
No.
Was it an audio crime? No, that was guzzling. Did you not hear the fat guzzes he did?
I tried to block out the guzzes. I took my headset off for that.
Tom, did you just enjoy a fat yogurt?
You're so close.
Tom, did you have 6 froobs just now?
Yes. Congratulations, Alex. You got 1 point.
How can you say confectionery and then have a fucking froob and a fucking rice cracker?
How can I say yogurt and you say, oh, you're so close? No, mate, that's what it is.
Well, yeah, specifically, it's a froob, right? Like,
I'm sure the word froob is like a hate speech thing, isn't it? Anyway, Tom, is that the last one?
Do you want it to be the last one?
Can it be?
Desperately.
Yes.
More than I want my next so breath.
I'm going to do 2 more, actually. Okay,
so this is... Do one more, because it's been 9 years since we started recording.
Okay, this is the last... Okay, I'll do this one. I'm unwrapping it now. Can you hear that?
This isn't going into the episode, is it?
Yeah.
No, Tom, we get paid to do these now. We can't... No, you can't do this for people to listen to.
I've unwrapped it, so I've got to do this one. Here's my chomp, so I'm just going to do the whole thing.
Okay.
This is the worst thing I've ever listened to.
I've never hated anything more
than
this.
Can we give a timestamp for people to skip this?
We're going to have to. We'll lose the entire audience otherwise.
Tom, either that's a fucking gobstopper or you're really savouring it.
I hate the whole thing.
If you're really savouring it, then you're just a sadist.
That was really good. That wasn't a good joke, but the food was. What do you think it was? Hmm?
A wham. Americans, a wham bar is like nougat, I think. I think you'd call it nougat, wouldn't you? You dirty...
I don't think it's anything like nougat, is it?
I don't know what... Is it nougat?
I think what you did wham? There, Ash, was you said a thing that was American, but in no way related to what a wham bar is.
Yeah, well,
what are chewy sweets called? Do they have chewy sweets in America? I've never been.
Nougat? Nougat is, like, soft and squidgy.
Yeah.
It's chewy when I've had it, because it's probably old.
And also probably not nougat, given your definition.
Tom, I don't know, and can I be really honest? Tom, mm-hmm. my friend mm-hmm. Tom, yeah. who I've known longer than anybody. Tom, can
That's
I be
me.
So honest with you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, and I don't care.
Cool, okay,
it's
anyway.
It's bad that you've done it to us. Tom, you've done it to us, and I don't like that it's happened to me. I'm
but
a victim, and I'm calling the coppers.
But you are welcome. I hope you enjoyed my Snack Time with Tommy segment.
What was that last one, then?
Don't call it a segment, because that implies it's going to come back.
The last one was a Nesquik milk slice.
God, your snack game
awful.
Is weak as piss.
That's the worst thing, Tom.
Okay, now I'm going to have a cheese
string.
You're
not.
You're not going to have anything.
You're
Alex,
not.
What did
oh,
you have
no, I dropped it in the dust. No.
Alex, what did you have for dinner?
So anyway, my dinner story. Here's my dinner story. Welcome to my dinner story. I had a dinner before I came on the podcast, and I've Typically, I don't mash my own potatoes, I just buy them ready to microwave, because that's what privilege is, ladies and gentlemen. But today I mashed them for the very first time in ages. And so...
Eating a Snacker Jack into the microphone on our podcast. Jesus Christ. You guys gave me shit for like taking my fucking inhaler. What the fuck is this?
You okay, whatever. I just wanted a bit. Wait, hold on.
I ate too many mashed potatoes. I ate too many of them. I ate too many and now I feel food drunk. That's fuck you. Honestly, God, it's hard.
It's hard to like you, Tom. It's difficult to maintain this, you know? I just died inside. So anyway, apart from Tom using this as an excuse to eat during the podcast, fucking Snacker Jacks. That's the most middle-class snack I've ever heard of. Americans, Google Snacker Jacks and tell me you're not disgusted. But anyway, how's everyone's weeks been? Have we all bust suitable amounts of nuts?
Hey, Ash, it was going all right. It was doing just fine for a while, and then an event happened that ruined and spoiled it for me. An event caused by my friend Thomas on
it's
our
called
comedy
snack
podcast.
Time with Tommy. Okay? It's called Snack Time with Tommy.
You can call it whatever you want. Just make sure you call it somewhere far away from your fucking mic. Okay. Jeez!
Okay.
No, I did enjoy it, Tom. How's your week been, sweet boy?
It's been really good. I actually started a new job this week. Woo! And all of the obligatory awkwardness that comes with starting a new job has been all up and in my face and body. And
you thought, well, I best pass this uncomfortableness on to my beloved friends, Ashley and Alex.
Yes. And so I did an audio crime. For anybody that
anyway,
doesn't
know that you oh,
okay,
ruined
yep,
my mm-hmm, day.
Okay, yeah, you just talk. Go on. Yeah.
No, you fucked it. Mm-hmm. Tom, once again you've ruined the podcast. Just do your thing, mate. Just fucking do it. Fed up of you.
I feel like the child sat between two fighting parents.
I was just gonna say, we all just basically had loads of audio issues just there for like a good 10 minutes.
The audio
issue
was that we were listening to you fucking devour snacks.
I broke
Tom,
everybody's
Tom broke his microphone.
My laptop tried to throw itself out the window.
Anyway, we're supposed to be a professional famous podcast. Can we right I am prepared now to put all of what has happened up to this point behind me, wipe the slate, and move on. Just have a nice
thank
time
you.
Recording the podcast with my friends.
Do it, mate.
Okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
I'm gonna do my segment now, friends. I'm going to do my segment now, comma, friends.
Proceed.
So guys, you know how Halloween is right around the corner?
Yeah.
How do I dress my house up to make it as spooky as possible?
Just put little Bluetooth speakers in every corner that whenever you walk past them, they just play the sound of Tom eating a fucking Snacker Jack.
So they've got to be motion-sensing Bluetooth speakers, which don't exist.
I bet they do.
Of course they do, Tom. Of course
okay,
they do.
Okay, find one now. Find one
Tom
now.
Tom denies the existence of technology because he's mad that I'm mad.
Find one now.
Tom, what do I do for work? What's my job?
I don't know.
Circuit
boards?
Yeah, circuit boards, Tom. So I work in tronics, mate.
Mate.
What you do is you find a circuit board, what does Bluetooth speaker in. You find a circuit board, what figures out when stuff is moving. You get your hot glue gun.
All over the circuit board.
Tom, have you got any squelchy snacks there? Have you got any squelchy snacks that we can use the sound effects for?
He's just going to punch a fruit.
Melding together.
This is audio hell.
Tom,
that
this
sound
is,
good?
No. No, that was
oh, guys,
it at
guys,
all. Squelchy,
guys,
not crunchy,
guys, guys, guys.
Why?
I just wanted that Snacker Jack again, you know.
It's just violently, violently painful. Right.
So, you know how in the last episode, you guys were like, just talking over me and being real dicks. That's your payback.
Is it over? Can we move past this
yeah.
as friends?
Mm-hmm, okay.
There's a spider on my desk. So, Alex, before we can decorate your house as spooky as possible, we have to decide what spooky is. Because you can't, like, I'm terrified of moths, but if you put some moths outside your house, people aren't going to notice, are they? I would, though. So, what's frightening,
really?
You could
go slightly abstract. I know people that are scared of authority.
Yeah, but you can't have the police outside your house for that long. Your neighbours will worry about you.
No, mate, but you could have my dad.
Yeah, just get a dad outside.
Just get the dads on my lawn.
These are my lawn decorations. It's every child within 30 miles is dad.
Dad-curations.
No, you could... Dad-curations, I just heard that. That was fucking terrible. So, you couldn't have dads outside because you'd have to pay them. The other scary thing, I think...
No, you don't. No, whoa, Ash. I know you're
trying... take payment
you're
in
trying
beer.
You're trying to segue into a new comedy bit here, but of course you don't. Dads don't need money. They just need an occasion to hang out with other dads.
Have a barbecue.
Yeah.
October barbecue.
There's nothing better than standing around with other dads. I saw this on the internet one time, on the internet web, where as a dad, the strongest power play you can do is to ask another dad who you know doesn't own a torque wrench if you can borrow their torque wrench.
Ooh.
And dads will come for events just like that. Occasions where they can out-dad other
How
dads.
How is it advertised?
Dad Olympics in your front garden. Is there anything spookier?
It's pretty...
Who can flip the best grill? Flip the best grill? The
They're
best burger?
The
Who can flip the best
grill.
Burger? Yeah. Do a grill kickflip, Dad. Do it
more
now.
Nothing frightening than seeing a grown man flip an already turned on gas-operated grill.
But if performed successfully... Wow. Wow, it's a sight to behold.
It only takes one. Only one needs to be able to do it.
It's being frightening and you start having skateboarder kids turning up and asking for lessons. This is pretty...
Imagine if you walk past my house and it's Halloween, you're going trick or treating, trying to get some yummy delicious snacks. Thomas, don't you fucking dare.
I've reached.
And Tony Hawk is stood on my lawn.
Immaculate.
Then what?
Scared into submission. Okay, so should we go more the classic route, though, of horror and spooks and frights? No?
You could get, like...
Tony Hawk dressed up as a skeleton.
Oh, it's Tony Hawk in a skeleton onesie.
Skeleton.
But instead of doing kickflips, what he does is he just leans over and goes, "Ooh, the future!
Ooh, the Hawkster!"
The Hawkster.
Because he's Tony. I'm Tony, I'm the Hawkster.
Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Anthony.
It's me, Anthony Bird of Prey.
It's me, Anthony Crow.
It's Tony Hawk's less impressive scooter riding brother.
Oh, God, yeah.
What was the segment? I'm lost in Tony Hawk's eyes. It's so easy these days.
No, it's Tony Hawk. It's Tony Hawk segment. That's what
All right,
it is.
Okay.
Do you think we could get
We're
Tony Hawk
about
on the podcast?
He did the 900, right?
No.
He did a 900 rotation on a board, and then some 9-year-old did a 1080. And it's like, imagine your whole life is, yeah, I did the 900 first. I was the first ever. And then some 9-year-old 1080s.
I watched that video of Tony Hawk doing a 900 and then the kid doing a 1080 and I watched it in 4K.
So funny. Just like stole my bit because I just said about the kid doing a TV flip.
I was being patient. No, Tom, I've had fucking enough of you. I was being polite and kind and waiting for Ash to finish his segment before I spoke all over him. You rude little host, you.
Wait, no, this is a weird energy. This is a weird energy. I thought I would do a funny sort of confectionery-based comedy section. You hated it, and that's okay.
Dad, stop fighting.
And if we put me and Tom on the lawn, that would be pretty spooky if you wanted to get Ash with a...
Yeah, if I'm the only trick-or-treater, the standards are pretty fucking low, because you could just have a moth and the idea of owning a house. Okay. You could just have...
A moth sat on a sold board.
Oh, it's my worst nightmare. I'd walk around the corner and just pass out in fear.
We could call it trigger-treating.
Oh, okay.
That was okay at best.
Thank you.
That was a medium comedy. That was not a well done. It was a medium.
Oh, you could do dad jokes. You could do steak jokes. Or I've lost it. What was it?
You just tell us what that might sound like then, Ash.
You just have a dad stood outside, which is obviously like your authority figure. And then if your fear...
Yeah, and what might he say?
He might say...
What would the joke be?
Steak jokes are a medium rarely well done.
Alright,
cool.
Tommy, he knocked that one out of the park.
Yeah, it's baseball, kids.
He's absolutely nailed us. Dead to rights. He
fucking did that.
I've been mugged off a tree.
He's done it.
I will go to my room, actually, yeah. Okay.
You know what, Dad? I'm really sorry for disrespecting you and Mum. I'm going to work on myself. That's an issue.
I'll go mow the lawn now. I will.
I'm going to tidy my room and my sister's room.
I will go wash the car.
Please don't give me pocket money this week. I don't deserve it.
I'm not allowed to go to the arcade.
Dad, I'm grounded.
Okay, so actually... No. What? Sorry?
I'm grounded.
Oh, okay, cool. No, yeah, because kids. But how could we actually make your house scary? Because I was thinking, like, your house sinking will be pretty scary. So you could, like, I don't know, try and... make that happen.
No, I feel like we're back to trick-or-treating now because you've got water phobias after your house got full to the brim of it. The poo.
Just the poo.
Yeah.
Just got filled with Winnie the Pooh. It's a selection of small bears.
I wish it were that.
If we had, hypothetically then, if we imagine this, it is spook time day, and it's time to do spooking on the day that it's for that. And... And there's a competition for the spookiest house, and I've entered it.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, welcome to my house. This is the spookiest one. You just wait and see.
Mm-hmm.
And as you approach, you see a big sign over the top that just says trigger treating. And there's a sold board outside with a moth sat on it. And Ash isn't going to like that one.
I'm already breaking down in fear.
Mm-hmm.
A herd of dads doing sweet stunts
Alex, I think
grills.
It's flock. I think it's a flock of dads.
Flock of sorry,
it's all right.
A flock of dads.
No, it's a balding. It's a balding of dads.
A balding of dads. Yep.
Tony Hawk is there, and he is critiquing grill flipping.
Grick flipping, like a kick, but with a grill.
Love that.
So
yep.
A grick flip. Yeah.
Classic grick flip.
Pit flipping. Mm-hmm. Is that no? You did. I don't think you, so.
Sort I'm of. Again, I would say that one was medium rare in terms of humor.
Yeah,
but
no. The house is full to the brim of water because that. Okay. That one will upset Tom.
Yep.
And parked on the drive, there's a beautiful red Vauxhall Insignia Estate 2 litre diesel that's been crashed.
But the doors are locked and the keys are and the keys are missing.
But it's been crashed, bodged back together, and I've already spent all the money I've got on it, and then I'm stuck with it. That's
yeah,
and that's the scariest
that's the
thing
scariest
I can think
house
of for a
house I've ever heard of.
Or spiders. We could do like spiders or something, couldn't we?
Zombies.
Zombie spiders.
Zombie spiders.
But
Tony Hawk is still there.
And he's kick-flipping a zombie spider.
It's an
because
actual horror.
Because they've got
8 legs.
They're
real spooky
house. They've got to ride 4 boards.
Oh, that's the worst.
He's doing switch nolly dick flips on fucking spider zombie monkeys. Okay. And then what he does is he does a hand plant, Alex, on your wife's head.
No.
And you say... No, come on, that's my wife.
Hey, that
and
head belongs he looks to my wife.
Yeah, and then he looks at you with his hawk eyes, not the superhero, but his hawkster eyes.
He looks
and
at
he
you
says,
with Marvel's Hawkeye.
With Marvel's Hawkeye coming this Christmas to Disney Plus. And he says to you, I'm your daddy now, and then he grounds you.
I wouldn't like any of these things. That's spooktacular, and I'd win the prize for spookiest house. Because, and only on the basis of, that it's still September. Nobody else would participate.
Well, that's what you do. You just change the judge's calendar. Oh, nobody bothered apart from this one guy.
There you go.
You've got half stapled together plastic skeleton just strapped to the front of your garden, and you win.
Skellington.
Sorry, Skellington.
Skellingman.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bone Boy.
Skellman. Skellog.
Skellog's cornflakes. That's not
no,
funny.
Don't. Ash, no, don't, because he'll get them.
Just hear the sound.
Wait, what?
Scampering
he'll
as he runs to the kitchen.
He'll get them and he'll put them in his teeth.
Oh, it's happening.
Not a cornflake,
this is going to be the worst episode we've ever had. It's going to get so many complaints that we're going to blow up. Not like online. We're actually going to explode.
It's going to be hate crimes done to us, Tom.
Somebody's going to do a heist on my microphone and make it explode with endless amounts of poo.
Of all the things that were ruined in that flood, you had your TV, you had your PS4, all of your comic books and everything, and somehow the microphone stayed.
It did!
And it went on to commit such heinous crimes.
It's payback.
It's something.
I don't know
who it fucking is.
Or what. It's a thing,
it
certainly.
In this life or the next.
It definitely does. It
tragedy
definitely is.
In a London street this evening as all of it's underwater. And it is Tom's microphone, also the street's PS. High regards, me, the newsreader.
It's me, local newsboy.
This and that, so on and such forth. I don't know how to read news.
My spooky segment has it's run out of steam, hasn't it?
No, I think there's still loads left in it, Alex. Just give it a shake and see what comes out.
Choo-choo, motherfucker. Let's bury people in the front garden, and then when they walk past and they see the gravestones and they're compelled to pay their respects, you know, tip a little bit of beer out, then the people that are buried but are alive have to unbury themselves and scare the kids.
Tom, we bury people and they do the beer thing, they do the whole beer thing, and then the police come and they dig up the graves, and then I'm arrested in front of all of my neighbours because they are corpses and I murdered them for Halloween.
That's pretty scary.
That's spooky as fuck.
Tom's got you there. I'd be pretty frightened.
Did you hear about the serial killer next door?
Did you hear about that guy that just did their murders, man? It was fucking scary. Right on Halloween as well.
Right on the 23rd of September. Halloween.
The spookiest time of year. Woo.
The most superstitious day in the year of our Lord, 2021, the 23rd of September.
Guys, it could be spooky.
At 7 p.m.
And henceforth, I announce that this day will be forever known as the 33% Majority's Halloween.
I love that.
Join us next year to celebrate. What are we going to replace actual Halloween with?
Second Christmas.
Christmas, the sequel, yes.
Christmas 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Yes.
Christmas 2, The Christmasing.
2 Christmas 2 Furious.
Last episode, we invented a religion. So, yeah, I think we're allowed 2 Christmases. 2
Jesus. Oh, it's Crodmas.
Yeah.
Crod and double Jesus.
Double
and Tony Jesus. Hawk's there doing rad 900 dick flips.
Yes. Brackets.
Okay.
Twice as holy.
Twice as holy, twice
those
as gnarly.
Darn
got it.
Christians
okay.
Been trying to get me to go to church. They finally got me with fucking kick flips.
Should we do the smutty segment between segments now?
Yeah. Yes, please, Thomas.
Take us away from this spooky, spooky house.
Let's go. Hey, and welcome to our regular segment between segments, Urban... Oh, what the frick, Shinnery?
Ooh, stanky.
Yeah. So, I've got some dirty Urban Dictionary entries, and the plan is we're going to read the title and try and figure out what the definition is. That sound good?
Sure.
Okay.
What would you do if we both just said no, though?
I've decided I'm not speaking to Tom anymore. He's upset me this episode.
Yeah, no, you don't want to play my fun game? My Ash, fun segment tell, between segment
Ash, can
game?
Can tell Tom that I'll play, but on my terms?
Tom, he's going to play, but I'm going to be his voice, and I'm going to do both sides of the jokes. So I hope that's okay with you. Oh, fuck.
You
this is the
arsehole.
Fucking worst. I actively want to take my headset off, but I can't.
Okay, so the urban what the frictionary for today is soft top. So like what you'd get on a car, but I'd imagine with bodies somehow.
You know
I don't
how
know how, but...
No, don't worry, I've got it. You know how when ladies get aroused, their breasts become erect? Like, you know how the whole pond
the whole breast just sticks up into the air.
The breast
the
does
whole
the same
breast.
Thing. And when they're unhorny, the breast becomes a soft top.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Okay. I'd like
just
to
washing down
here.
All of that that bile, all of that disgusting
yeah.
the horrible bile. Sound. You're just washing them down,
just
are you?
Give them yeah. a little rinse, just get that all out of there.
You just rinse
I'm
out the
washing my mouth out. Absolutely. I think it's something to do. So in like American rapping, if you were to say that somebody was giving you fellatio, if you're a penis haver and somebody's giving you fellatio, yeah. a rapper might call that sloppy toppy or brain or something that's like brain head top, something like that.
Yuck.
And so I think soft top or maybe soft topping is like a really romantic sucky sucky blowjob.
The only time there is, if you ask me. I'd like to offer you guys know what like a power bottom is, don't you? Come on now.
No.
Define it for me. I've heard it, but
okay.
I'm not familiar.
So obviously bottoms and tops, submissives and dominants, so forth, henceforth. I think a soft top is somebody who is dominant but also kind, which is actually my kink. Ground me, punch me in the face, and then tell me you love me. Ooh woo.
Okay. Shall we find out?
Absolutely.
Yes, please.
So just to reiterate, Alex thinks it's sloppy boobies. I think it's a romantic blowy, and you think it's
soft
something
dogs.
To do with...
Nice, kind, dominant people.
To clarify your clarification, I don't think it's sloppy boobies. I think it's flaccid boobies.
Perfect.
Okay, to clarify your clarification of my clarification, sorry.
Can you just clarify?
Yeah, so by what I clarified when I was clarifying the clarification...
If I was a baker, I'd say something about butter here, because you can do that with butter, I'm sure, but...
The worst thing is he's not wrong.
So anyway, a soft top. A soft top is an individual who is dominant within sexual preferences, ooh, but soft and gentle when it comes to
Ashley.
The nurturing of another person or significant
other. Right, I want to fucking point out that every time I get something right, it's something sexual. I'm not a deviant,
no,
alright?
No, you... Mm. No, you... Ashley, I mean, the statistics speak for themselves. You get them all right.
It's a scooch, I think.
I love the word scooch, by the way. Just a scooch.
Is that because it sounds like the naughty word?
No, it's just a cute word, isn't it?
Okay, all right.
Don't let my sexual deviancy fool you. I'm actually very soft.
It does sound like gooch, though, doesn't it?
It does sound like gooch, yeah.
It's nice that it sounds like
congratulations, you said it.
Thanks.
I'm going to host. I'm going to rip away hosting privileges from my two beloved friends, and I'm going to take over. And I want to talk about alignment charts. You know, they're like chaotic good, chaotic neutral, chaotic evil, neutral lawful, good lawful, and then evil lawful, and then chaotic evil, so on and so forth.
So how Tom has been chaotic evil all episode, yeah?
Tom is always chaotic evil.
Ash, you Tom. Know how we are like the best podcast in Lithuania?
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest, I speak English fluently as almost a first language. I didn't really understand a fucking word you said.
Well,
you want to just re-clarify what we're talking about?
Your failure to understand. It's not everybody else's failure to understand. so, yeah, there's alignment charts in D&D that basically dictate kind of your character's behaviour.
Oh.
So, like, the big evil, nasty man at the end, the Tom of this situation, the evil person that's going around doing all the killings and murdering all of the innocent people, that would be chaotic evil. That is evil for the sake of evil, just to do a chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Lawful good, is that the opposite side of that?
Yeah, so Alex would be lawful good because he's trying to prevent Tom from destroying the universe through the power of eating into a microphone.
Yeah.
And I would be true neutral because I'm the sad child stuck in between of it.
Right,
so
okay.
As much as that's interesting, I want to find out what animals are what alignments. And I'll give you the first example, geese. A goose.
Chaotic neutral, surely.
A goose is chaotic neutral in my opinion as well, Tom, because they just fuck shit up for the sake of fucking shit up.
Just make a racket.
You know.
Yeah, they're not bad.
But they say honk. They say honk and they say it so much and so loud.
Chaotic honk.
Do a goose impression. Do your best goose impression. Go on, do one right now.
Me or Alex?
Or both of you.
Alex,
go on,
first.
Just do one.
Thanks for editing that in, Tom.
Alex.
Really appreciate that.
Alex is a dead goose. That's his impression.
Yes, he's a sleeping goose.
I'll do it again if you want.
That was good.
Wow. Yeah.
That was good, you know.
Years of luring gooses in so I could beat
gooses.
Them.
Geese?
Yeah, no, gooses. We don't use real words in this fucking podcast, guys, okay? Any Americans listening, the English for multiple gooses is gooses.
Why would the Americans not know that?
Because they don't speak English,
they speak American.
That was for comedy purposes, guys. I'm not that thick.
No, to be fair, I've got a cousin in America, and he was trying to organise like get the family all on a Zoom call, like we're in the middle of a pandemic. Lol, idiot. Trying to get everybody together, and he was like, we can do, not this weekend coming, not the weekend after that, but the weekend after that. Do you guys just not know about Fortnites? Like, there's a whole word that summarizes that whole sentence.
I mean, alternatively, you can just say 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to... Yeah. Not this one. Not the next one. Imagine if you'd done it in days.
not this period of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Not the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday after that, but the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday. I missed out some days there, huh?
That's still more efficient than the way that guy did it,
though. Or just, like, the quickest way would just be to say, shall we do it on the 8th of October?
Fuck. Tom's really just out here speedrunning conversation. He's just like, you know what? I got this.
Yeah.
Pulls on his fucking marigolds.
I do English sometime.
So yeah, we're back to the fucking... Oh, I hate you guys.
Wait. I'm getting snacky.
No, you're not.
No, okay, I won't do it. I won't do it. I won't. It's okay.
It's terrible. Right, so I think... Where the fuck are... You better edit this out, because it's just bad listening. It truly is. Not even as an exaggeration. Ash, I would turn over.
Ash, if you want, we can just leave this call and we can just do a podcast.
Just start a second one. No.
Oh, no, please don't.
Where
I'm sorry.
Where do we think weasels fit onto our alignment chart? Because a weasel's just a long squirrel that's a bit more predatory.
I was going to ask you to give me more information about weasels, but no, that does it.
Yeah, it's a long squirrel that's a bit more predatory, isn't it? That's a weasel.
I love a squirrel.
Tell me about their natural habitat. Do they hibernate?
Weasels, I don't know if they hibernate or not. What I will tell you is that when you call, you know, when you hear somebody call somebody a weasel?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Have you ever seen a weasel hunt? After this, I will send you both a video of a weasel taking down a rabbit.
It's Tommy here in the editing bay. Ashley never sent that video. He's a big liar and can't be trusted.
The rabbit's like six times the size of the weasel. Weasels don't give a fuck.
It's a funny word.
Yeah, like, you little weasel. And it's like, what? I can take down something six times bigger than me? Push
no,
me,
not
find
even that.
Out.
It's just nice hearing my friend Ashley saying the word weasel over and over again.
Do you know why I think I like it? Because it sounds close to Willy, and that's a funny word too.
Weasel? Willy?
Which bits?
Willy Weasel?
Which bits?
I've been described as a Willy Weasel several times.
It's got a W in it.
Fuck's sake!
Tom, that isn't enough. Tom, hey, Tom?
Yeah?
That's not
Tom,
enough
okay?
for it to sound that. Like, you can't... No. You can't just say things, Tom.
Well, Alex's that's where you're wrong, because that's all language is. Just
Tom,
things that you
Tom,
say.
Tom, words mean things.
Okay. Well,
not if Tom says they don't.
That is also one of the key aspects of language. It is really just what the most people say.
There are two opinions in this room, Tom's and the wrong one.
Imagine me actually listening to anything the two of you have been saying. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Oh, I'm going to kiss you on the face. So, no weasels. Weasels, I think, kind of neutral evil, because they just eat rabbits all the time and, like, fuck shit up all the time. Dogs.
Oh, lawful good. No dog has ever been evil.
Actually, I'd like to...
Cujo.
Dogs don't understand what evil is. All they know is love... eating and shitting outdoors. That's all a dog needs.
Alex, you've seen a dog shit out a door.
Shit.
I'm lost.
Shit outdoors.
A door? Oh, shit outdoors.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying that a dog had dookied out a whole front door.
Shit out. Oh, no. Just shit outdoors. That's just what they do, isn't it?
Right. It was a cat flap, and I haven't seen Winston since. Right, so dogs, we think lawful good.
I
actually, disagreements.
I think, like, it, sorry, so there's...
Lawful good, neutral good, chaotic good.
Neutral good. I think they're neutral good, personally.
Little companions, just little homeboys.
Because Saints. I think that they can be a bit reckless. They're also beautiful, loving companions. And so, like, they don't really do anything bad to be bad or anything good to be good. They just are good and sometimes do... weird things.
Well,
do
so
you have to think
then?
About intent at any point? Does a dog ever think, I'm now going to be chaotic? Or does the dog just think, I'm going to chase joy right now, and chasing joy is running around at 100 miles an hour in the lounge?
This is why Alex has always been described as a Labrador of a person.
Yeah.
Because he's just like, on to the next fun thing!
I used to have a dog called Woody. He was one of, beautiful dog. He was a Labrador. We bought him as a purebred, but we think he might have had some whippet in him. He definitely wasn't
purebred. We bought him as a purebred, but it turns out he was whole meal.
He was a whole dog. And he was the most dopiest, most stupid, idiotic, loving dog.
So much.
that has ever been, and that he was Alex just as a dog. It was.
Any police officers currently listen to this podcast, you've got to tell me now, otherwise it's entrapment, and also take off your headphones for a second. One time, okay, I did a marijuana. All right.
Allegedly.
No.
Your Honor. I did one, and I got so upset that there's at no point am I ever going to be a Labrador. And that's what my whole day was being upset about that. That was it.
Having allegedly seen Alex allegedly try marijuana, I can vouch. You just get frightened. You're a sweet, sweet boy. You're not built for drugs.
Just to clarify, just for posterity's sake, you both did it in Amsterdam or in an American state that it's legal, right?
No, this was in... straight up give my address.
No, this was in Spain.
Driving,
it's not legal
I was driving
there.
At the time, and I was on the left side of the road. No, I was on the right side of the road. I was on both. I can't remember.
No, I was in a ditch laughing. Right, dogs, chaotic good or lawful good?
Good, all the way, good boy.
Good boy, just good boy.
It's really awkward because the chart I sent to the group chat to give us both, all of us, an idea of what this was, under chaotic good it just says fuck buddy, which I wouldn't use to describe any dog that I've ever had.
No, my dog Woody was not that.
Joey's quite a handsome dog.
Yeah, but not in a way that would make me want to...
Not to make too fine a point of it, but, you know, horses for courses.
It wouldn't make your breasts erect, no?
No.
You would have sloppy top if that was the case.
I definitely... No, I'm just not going to say anything about submission or really to do with
you
my
probably
animal.
Shouldn't with
He's
your
like
dog,
my
yeah.
son, guys. Why are we talking about this? He's like my son. But
okay, different
hairy.
Animal, cats.
Okay.
He's your hairy,
Is that okay,
sexy
you're gonna fuck
son.
A cat, or okay, yes, cats?
I don't, to be honest with you, it all got a bit muddled there, and I was listening to Alex laugh at my humour, my joke. Cats, sorry, did you say?
Yes, cats.
Chaotic evil.
Where do we think cats sit? Chaotic evil makes sense. My cat bought a dead bird in earlier, put it down in front of me, and then I realised it wasn't dead.
Oh, nice. Oh,
cool.
Did you...
See, my cat, Hank, isn't very good at hunting. So she doesn't really do any redenture of any sort, but she's really good at getting butterflies.
That's
which
great.
Is perfect for me. We should swap animals. I have a panic attack for moths and butterflies are under chaotic evil, and you can't fucking tell me otherwise.
No, a butterfly is a pretty moth.
Listen, a butterfly is a moth in drag, and I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
Actually, a butterfly is a flying caterpillar or something like that, isn't it?
A delicious flying caterpillar. Just ask Hank.
I
fucking hate them.
Okay, fair enough. I think cats
like
are chaotic neutral. I actually think they're evil, but I just think they like to fuck shit
neutral,
up.
Chaotic neutral, I kind of could agree with that. Like, they just fuck shit up for the sake of fucking... It's not, like, to be evil. It's just because that's what they do.
They think they're in charge, I think. And so, really, they just do whatever they please. Without any
cats
thought.
Cats don't have owners, do they? They've got staff.
Yes, exactly. That's a good analogy, bud.
I stole that from a sign on an old lady's fridge. I'm not sorry.
What were you? What
I'm
were
sure
you
Maureen
doing?
Won't mind.
What was I doing in the old lady's fridge? Yeah, waiting
Maureen's
to jump
fridge.
Out at her. Give me the house, Maureen! It's fucking terrible. This is, I don't even know why I try. Okay, last animal, I think. Where do we think sheep fit? Because... We've all had different experiences with sheep, and everyone's like, oh, look, it's a field full of lambs. We're not counting lambs, we're only talking about adult sheep.
I can't think of a more neutral animal.
Yeah.
I disagree. They chase you around. Have you ever been chased by a sheep?
That might have been a ram,
right,
though,
if you,
actually.
If you walked in... Right, Ash, you and, what, 30 of your mates are just hanging out.
Did
in
you just
your
say
house.
30 of my mates?
Hanging
Brave
out.
Brave of you to assume I have 30 mates.
Ash, you and 30 mates are hanging out at your house and a sheep walks in. What are you going to do? You're going to chase it. You're going to try and get it out. You were in their house and they were like, excuse me, Ashley. Fuck off. Come on, mate.
Excuse me, pal. Off
jog
you go.
On, chap. Get out.
Jog on.
Get out of my
get
city
fucked.
Room, you.
Get out of my lounge.
You cheeky little knobber.
You sheep
you lounge
cunt.
Your living room.
You unfluffy bastard, get out of my friggin' conservatory.
How much
the
wool did you grow
audacity.
Last week? I actually just heard that as I was speaking, Ashley. Well done. That was
sheer
a that was
audacity.
The sheer audacity. Wonderful.
You like that?
Wonderful comedy from you. That one
wow,
was a well done. comedy steak.
Share, because yeah.
You know,
yeah.
No, don't explain. No, buddy, no.
But you have
you're
to.
Better, no, what you're better somebody... than that.
Just.
I'm not.
Evidently not, actually. So yeah.
Have we upset Tom this week? What's happened? Is it Tom's birthday
Tom,
or something?
Tom, for your birthday, forgot.
It's worse that you guys think it's my birthday.
I know it
Alex
isn't.
Doesn't know when mine is either.
I know when Tom's is.
I don't know
is,
when
though.
Alex's is.
Alex doesn't know anything, you big dumb idiot. Big fucking dumb dodo brain. Fucking drongo.
Don't upset Tom.
Tom is angry. Alex, when's Tom's birthday?
The 5th of December. It's not
that, is it?
I'm actually trying to think.
No, it is. It is.
Yeah, I know it is.
That is
I'm
it?
Trying to think what else
Alex,
is.
Alex, when's mine?
6th of August?
You're wrong.
It's August, though.
How do you know that? No, it is August. I hated that you got Tom straight away and you were off a day by mine. Mine's the 5th of August, you
Yeah, but was
fuck.
Your is your birthday and was it your username on the PlayStation Network for 10 years? Did I look at it every fucking day?
No, which is why I'm so flattered that you got the 6th of August. That's my segment, by the way. Somebody take it off me. I think it's tight. Can you guys hear the sound of a rumbling on the tracks?
Wait, hold on. Let me put my head on it.
Don't you fucking
what, on the tracks?
Dare.
I love that that's a thing that people do is find out if a train's coming. But, like, that's the worst thing to do, to find out if a train's coming.
It's vibrating my skull for sure, so I think it is coming. Shall we get ready to hop on?
Why not?
Ash, have you got anything to crunch to do revenge to Tom?
I have some M&M toffee ones.
Why did it just sound like your teeth just dropped that? Why were you fiddling with that with your teeth?
I really had to go for that. Like, it was slipping around my mouth.
Why you know did when your some... teeth not find the food?
You know when somebody throws something to you to you and you fumble it and everything? It sounds like you fumbled it with your mouth. You were like...
Your molars
no,
were just like, hang on, where's that
going? Fuck off! You know when you throw your dog a treat and he catches it but has to like wangle it round a bit before he can swallow it?
Yes, I do know that.
You're trying to catch a bowling ball with a pair of tweezers. It's like
that. That is an eerily accurate fact. I don't like that.
Okay, well, we're on the train now, guys.
Who's this week's sponsor?
We don't have a sponsor today, but I did just want to remind everybody, because of the absolute calamity that was last week's money train, the giveaway is still going on. Please check the description of this podcast and also check our Twitter, okay? And you will find all the details there. We're giving away a hat and a t-shirt. You want to check those and you'll find out the details of how to enter.
And also, don't forget, if you leave a review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, somewhere like that, and let us know about it, Ash will read it no matter what it says.
And when I say read it, I mean I'll commit to it. Like, I'll do voices. If you write parts, like if you do like a Ash says, Alex says, I'll do both, but I'll do Alex's voice. And then I'll do Tom's voice at the end, reprimanding me, and then I'll eat a Snacker Jack.
Yes, cool.
And you can puppeteer Ashley like that.
You can literally...
You can be my soft arm.
You can put your hand up Ashley's butt and then make your hand go all the way to his mouth and control
where
his jaw.
Rubbish teeth are. Don't know how to eat. You can flap
that's
the worst
one.
Thing is how right you are about my shit rubbish teeth, because they are fucking abysmal.
No.
I am the cliche of British people with bad teeth.
Ash, no, don't put yourself down, mate. They're not. They're not at all. You need to stop.
This is where he's
going to
turn around and be like, yeah, it looks like the top of a castle. You look like someone skull fucked a dental model.
Ash, don't worry, mate, because my teeth, I because of my teeth, I look like a less hairy, like Bugs Bunny or like his brother or something like that.
You've got like handsome American teeth. You've got like
you
TV star teeth. It's pretty fucking like, you're putting yourself down for a real nice set of teeth.
Oh,
I've
thanks.
Never seen Alex's teeth.
He looked like
he
a dick when
beard.
He had braces on.
I did, and I had the blue bands as well, so it was really fucking obvious. Alex, I've always thought that you've got curiously small teeth. They're very little. You are very little chumpies.
I've got a curiously small nose, a curiously small ear, and curiously small teeth, apparently.
Yeah. I wonder what that says for what's south of the border, if you know what I'm saying.
Having compared penises with Alex several times, I can say that they're pretty much the same. It's pretty much the same size as mine.
Small penises.
Abysmally small penises.
Well, you see, but that's the thing. Small relative to what? Because if you're comparing it to mine, then you guys have got fucking chopperoonies. But me,
Nat
with
has
my...
already confirmed that you've got a hefty todger. So,
oh damn it!
She would call. I think the words F-18. She used were a fat hog,
a juicy meat stick. Let's stop
talking.
This
is the best money train. Are we being sponsored by our own penises?
Yes, exactly.
This week's
guys, thank you for
sponsored by our genitals.
By 11 inches total, divide it up as you see fit.
Ignore episode. Ignore podcast title. Divide as you see fit.
Yes. I'm just gonna host now.
Do what you want, Tom.
I spend. My commute to my new office over the last couple of days, deeply entrenched in a Twitter account called Uber Facts. I don't know if you guys have heard of it.
Uber!
Yeah, no, I lived in 2007, yeah.
Cool. Ash?
Zing! I haven't heard of it because I'm not cool enough to spend
time on
the internet.
Ash was dead in 2007.
Yes, he died.
In 2007, we turned him off. Lots of people probably wish I was dead.
Okay, so anyway, it's a Twitter account that I must have followed back when I got Twitter in, like, 2011. But anyway, they just got loads of facts, and I thought some of them were just fucking hilarious. Too hilarious, in fact, to not share with you. So
okay, cool.
I thought we would just have a chat about some facts. We might learn something. We might have a laugh. We might become closer as friends. Hey?
I hope so, Tom. We have reparations to make.
Yeah, okay. All right. My first fact is that in Israel, the movie Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs was translated to It's Raining Falafel.
Oh. I was just about to say something like Cloudy with a Chance of Falafel, because that's the only food I could think of.
Well, I mean, good stereotyping, but I guess it actually wasn't, and it was just an apt guess.
Disclaimer, the 33% majority is not an anti-falafel podcast.
We are not. Have you guys ever actually had falafel? It's lovely.
It's delish.
I think they have. Is that the one that's made out of chickpeas?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is delightful.
That the one that's very thick hummus?
Basically.
Chewy, gummy thick.
Chewy hummus.
So
chummus. Chummus.
I've come for the big chummus.
I've come for the chunky, chewy chummus.
Do you want your hummus to be chewy?
That's what falafel is.
Yeah, it's just chewy chungle.
I don't like the phrase chewy hummus, because that sounds like an Urban What the Frictionary.
It does actually, doesn't it?
My place, a bit of chewy hummus.
Oh. Ash, what I want you to do... enter it in.
What you do is get a glass and to go to the bathroom.
Make a submission. Make a submission. Get yourself an Urban Dictionary account and make that be a definition.
Oh, I'm not going to do that.
All right, okay, because then we could have got it on mugs or something for the office.
What, the show?
So, no, not the... Oh, yeah, Michael Scott with a fucking Urban Dictionary mug. Good banter.
I watched the British one first, just to clarify.
The worse one, then.
The bad one. It doesn't have my friends, Jim and Pamela, and how they fall in love.
Pamela. I think I cried at a lot of episodes of that program, which is something I'm fine to admit.
That's
anyway.
Fair.
Okay,
next fact.
Can we just have a minute to think about The Office? Just how sad it was.
No.
I need one.
I liked it when Jim broke up with that girl that he, like, moved for, and then he went back and he asked if Pam wanted to go on a date, and she smiled real big. And made
I like that.
Feel really warm. Yeah, that was a good one.
I like it when Jim killed and ate Michael Scott.
I like the one where the TV crew go into the bathroom and look over the stall, and it's just Stanley Hudson jacking his wang off. I like
just
that.
Absolutely beating his hog the fuck up.
You just gotta have a work wank every now and then, all right? Don't
no!
Shame people.
No!
I don't want to beat my meat knowing that somebody I don't know or care about is 3 meters away.
I think it's only acceptable to have a work wank if you are in the movie The Wolf of Wall Street. Otherwise, no.
The wank of Wall Street.
The wank of Wall Street, absolutely.
What? No, hang on. It's that high-stress environment. What about if you work in a call centre, Tom? That's, you know, Oh, I have one or two.
So long as you leave your desk, I assume it's fine.
No, that's why I've got a standing desk.
Oh, no.
No one can see.
It's healthy and better for me, and also splurt.
Sounds like a froob. Next fact.
Oh.
In Italy, it's illegal to build a house that doesn't have a bidet.
Oh.
Did you retweet this earlier? Have I seen this on Twitter today?
Maybe. I
Ash,
might have
do you
accidentally
follow
done
Uber
that.
Uber facts on Twitter. If so.
If so, can you just grow the fuck now?
Do you know what I like? I really like that Italians have such a legal focus on clean bungs.
I've never done a bidet.
When I eat ass, I want it with the flavouring.
Sorry?
Nothing?
No, sorry. No, go again. I missed that too, or at least I hope
yeah.
I did.
Well, I can't say that again.
It sounded really, really dirty. Go on.
It Tom, wasn't great. Tom, can I we said, have a, when I eat ass.
Can we have an action replay now?
Listen, when I eat ass, I want it with the flavouring.
Wow, Ash, can't believe you said that horrible,
that
yucky thing.
That is dirty. Dirty.
Apologies.
With two T's and no R. So D-U-T-T-Y, dirty boy.
D-U-T-T-Y, you ain't got no alibi, you dutty.
You smutty, you bitch, bitch, you smutty.
Tom, you had a bidet in your childhood home and I did a piss in it.
We've all done that because...
Sorry?
Hmm?
Can you repeat that?
Tom, can you get an action replay on what I just said for Ash, please?
Yeah, let me wind it back.
Tom, you had a bidet in your childhood home and I did a piss in it. What did you think, Ash?
That was all right, that was, yeah.
That <Sorry, I'm- laughs> was both serviceable and fine.
That was very
what
much
an amicable
adequate.
Thing that happened.
Hey, Alex.
It'll
that
serve.
Event that occurred in your life that you relayed.
Yep.
That hit my ears just right yep. and made me say, yeah, okay.
Medium satisfaction. A podcast by Ashley, Tom and
kind
Alex.
Kind of. We think.
Tony Hawk stands with both arms outstretched. One is a thumbs up. The other is not a thumbs down, but his thumb's just tucked inside of his hand.
No, he's
it's
doing
a
that.
Thumbs up.
He's doing that dad thing that you do. You know, when you're like, oh, how's your day going? You just kind of hold your hand for level and then you go,
meh. You just waggle it about.
Mixed reviews.
Waggle it.
Just flail. Palm flat. Flail. Okay. Yeah, okay. You guys want another fact?
I do.
Okay, so the next one. North Korean citizens are told that Kim Jong-un can speak to dolphins and control, and this is in quotation marks, the nature.
The nature of what?
Just the...
Himself, nope. He can control his own nature. That's
no.
pretty impressive.
I think it's much...
I, for one, if the fridge is open, I'm going in the fridge. I wish I could change that about my nature, but the fridge is open.
I think so. It's much more holistic. It's the nature. The nature that surrounds
oh, like
us. Yeah, he can control that shit.
But his nation's starving. If he could control the nature, surely they wouldn't be.
But that's the point, though.
No, no,
if
no,
you
no.
feed
no,
a hungry nation
he wants,
some kind
he's
of
he wants
Marxist
it.
Thing, I guess.
He's controlling right. the nature, but he's doing it to be mean.
Yeah.
I think he would be chaotic evil, Ash, for your segment. Let's go back to Ash's segment now.
I think that Kim Jong-un, in terms of his alignment, would be fat, dumb, idiot, bastard, come get me.
Alex,
I'll tell you where I live, Kim Jong.
Oh no,
Tom, he's never going to be a guest on this podcast now.
Oh, brilliant.
But anyway, we're all very much taller than him, and I've heard that's a crime, so...
The average American will eat around 35,000 cookies in their lifetime. It's a lot.
What's that in tons?
35,000 cookies. What are we saying a cookie weighs, boys?
What's the average weight of a cookie? That is a good
How
question.
How much does the average American
Yeah, make sure you throw average in there, Ash. You wouldn't want like large or small cookies throwing off this data.
So the average cookie weighs 12.9 grams. What was the amount?
12.9 grams multiplied by 35,000.
12.9 times 35,000, yeah.
Yeah, so that's 451,500 grams of cookie.
Which is, what is that? So what was it, 400, 4,000?
451,500 grams.
451,500, fucking hell.
Couple of kilos.
In tons. Couple of kilos. I could smash a couple of fucking kilos. Newport, it's half a ton, basically. Half a ton of cookies.
Wow.
Half a ton of cookies.
But they do count Santa Claus in that, and he does take the average up by about quarter of a ton.
Oh, I see. Because he is a born and bred American, yeah.
Famously. Why else is he white?
Santa Clausman.
What weighs half a ton? Two motorcycles worth of cookies.
Okay.
About 70 car tyres.
Two motorcycles or 70 car tyres. Either way, you're getting
to work.
Does
anybody else have a frame of reference of what half a ton is just off the top of their head?
Yeah, I do. Hang on.
How much does a horse weigh? I bet a horse weighs about half a ton.
Average horse weight.
Yeah, just ask Google what fucking half a ton is in Heese and then see what it says.
How many Heeses in half a ton?
Yes.
Right, so the average adult horse weighs, but this is ridiculous, between 380 to 1,000 kilogram. That's a fucking big disparity between those disparity? Is that
my
right word?
Car doesn't weigh a full ton.
That is a girthy
horse
animal.
Is bigger than your micro. I find that really endearing. Clifford, Clifford a kaiju.
Hang on, no, wait. If I'm sat in it, then we might be all right.
Mm. Give it if you're there, Alex, yes.
Ooh, zing! Next fact.
17% of AirPod owners wear them whilst having sex.
No! Mm. Do you know how mad my partner would be if I put headphones on during?
I
just listening to Nickelback
from the other side of the Apple fence that at least one Samsung Galaxy Bud Pro owner has done this.
Yeah, Alex was listening
not
to the Harry Potter books and just thinking of Stephen
I've
King.
I've just always got them in.
Mm.
Always got them in. So if they,
what's the worst thing to listen to? Do you think whilst having intercourse? I think you could listen to like some real spooky shit. Like, I'd want the Doctor Who theme tune. And on the chorus.
That was good.
Thanks.
That was, yeah, great job, guys.
Comedy.
Do you think listening to white noise would make you come quicker or slower?
It would me. I just love the idea of it.
Well, do you know what, Alex? Speaking of that, did you know that consuming caffeine will caffeinate your semen?
Oh, no, babe, I can't. I'm feeling tired. Don't worry, love. I've had 7 cups today. Get your chops around this.
Oh, sweetheart, don't have that coffee. I don't want a late one tonight.
I like that, because that implies that not only do they not want a coffee, but later on, big suck.
Big.
Don't want a coffee, but also they do want to do the suck.
Yes. Okay. Potatoes were used as weapons in World War II, and there is no more context to that, so I want to know how.
There's a famine joke to make here, but I'm not going to.
Mm.
Right.
Okay.
Right. There's something in potatoes. What is it? Is it starch? What can you do with starch? You can make that goop. You know the one that where you move it, it's rock solid, but if you just let it run off your hands, it's like water.
Yeah, they were firing bags at people.
Cornstarch.
How does that impact a war? Do you think that was the weapon?
No, it was actually...
You pour it into the gully works of a gun, and then when they try to shoot a bullet out of it, it's like rock solid, but it pours in just fine.
Alex has come up with new and interesting ways to stop
guerrilla
warfare.
Do you think that in World War II they used flintlock rifles? When was the last time you saw a rifle loaded through the barrel? Please tell me.
No. If you're loading it full up of Ali's good gun goo, you do load it like that.
Okay.
So the bullets can't get out. You load it the conventional way, but then the bullets can't get out because it's just hitting an immovable object.
We've gone at the potato warfare thing in the complete wrong way. What they actually use them for was, you know those little stamps you make when you're a kid? Really demotivational posters for the enemy?
Right, okay.
Just potato stamps.
Oh, spud gun. I should have... Guys, we've moved on, but I should have said spud gun a minute ago.
God, that would have worked, wouldn't it? Fuck.
Gotato. Anyway, a pig's orgasm can last as long as 90 minutes.
You shouldn't call me that.
90 minutes of cummies. That's cool, right?
That's too long.
That's a lot. That's a lot of cum.
Imagine you're a pig
breeder. Is that male pig?
And you've got to deal with 90 minutes of moaning.
I wonder whether it's both, and it wouldn't be moaning, it would be like oinking, wouldn't it?
Just oinks of ecstasy.
Yeah. Gleeful.
I never want to fucking hear the phrase oinks in ecstasy ever again. That is the worst sentence I've ever heard on this podcast.
And to wrap up my wonderful, poorly thought out segment, just a really nice one. Swedish blood donors receive a text message whenever their blood helps save a life. And if any of you guys listening can donate blood, you should do it because it could really save a life. So
yeah,
that's a wholesome message
yourself,
to end on.
Get it in a jug and then just post it off your nearest postbox, P.O. Box, havemyblood.com.
I went to give blood once and they were like, have you got any medical conditions? I was like, no, I'm fine. And they gave me a sheet, and it was just a tick box. And I was like, just have a quick look if you've got any of these medical conditions. And it was just a big one that said depression. And I was like, well, at the time, yeah, I was struggling. It got me diagnosis. And they were like, oh, yeah, we can't take your blood if you're sad. It's not fucking catching. You can't catch depression.
Oh, guys, I got a blood donation the other day. Okay. Ever since, I've been really down.
Alex, can you...
I've been ever so mopey.
Can you stay away from me, please? Don't breathe on me. Wear a mask because I don't want to catch... Your depression, please.
I can't cry today. I've done my makeup.
The IT guy at work coughed on me, and now I can't stop being miserable. It's ruining my life.
What if everything was just contagious, though? What if you walked past a pig, right?
And you caught 90-minute orgasm?
You caught gleeful cummy. You've actually inadvertently, Alex, you've teased episode 23 there, because you've mentioned if everything were contagious, and I know that in this podcast there is one thing for sure that is contagious, and that's your laugh, and I'm going to leave
Alex's
that teaser
laugh
there.
Is biblical.
It is, isn't it? And that's a teaser for next episode. So to all our beautiful, wonderful listeners, follow us on Twitter, share our posts on Instagram, maybe leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We would really appreciate it.
And remember, if you do leave that review, I will read it, and I'll do accents. Really offensive, terrible accents.
One last thing before we close the show out. Me and Ash are really sorry for the horrible things Tom did this episode. We're really sorry about that.
I'm not.
And it won't happen again. You can't have enjoyed it, Ashley.
I didn't enjoy it, but I can see how some people with a fetish for that kind of thing might enjoy it. Listeners, if you came to that and had a 90-minute squealing orgasm, let us know.
I can't say it.
What, 90-minute squealing orgasm?
I usually say, I can't say it.
All right, thank you very much for listening, guys. We'll see you next week. Cheers.
Bye. Fucking hell. Tom, stop. Thomas, down.
Bye.
Lucky Land Slots asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.